Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We serve a God that loves us, and I love him. I love his ways. And everything that he does is perfect. I thank God for the broadcast he gave me yesterday. And he called it New Clues. Because when you have the love of God, you can receive what he's saying. What if, just imagine, what if people received everything God spoke to them the first time and acted on it and incorporated it into their life? They networked it into their life. They blended it into their life and acted on it. I'm not talking about just salvation. I'm talking about the wisdom. Salvation, the love of God, the revelation that they have received after receiving the love of God. Wisdom for living. Think about the relationships that would be healed. The people just did 1 Peter, if they practiced 1 Peter as a way of life. If people have faith in 1 Peter, they'll have appropriate relationships, and because they have appropriate relationships, they will attract new appropriate relationships. And every relationship will be healed, and people that don't need to be in their life will be driven away, because people who don't love God, they don't love his love either. The love of God disturbs people who love the world. And when, you know, what if people, everything God said do, they'll find themselves in the center of God's strategy. What if they, if they could detect that what God was saying, if they just receive what God said to them, time he said it, how much different not only their life, but our lives will be. Because when one person in the kingdom of God obey him and live the light and live an example that we all need, it blesses the whole body, even those that are far away. When people talk about Mother Teresa, her works were very outstanding. She's one lady doing a missionary work in India, and she lived for years, and she was so loving that it was worldwide noticeable. And she wasn't a wealthy woman. What if people just did what God said to them? If they had the ability to receive what God said full time. I go to Pentecostal churches. I've been members of different Pentecostal churches. And they call them full gospel because they don't just preach salvation. They also preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, fruits of the Holy Spirit, and living a holy life, which is just wonderful. But what if people in the Pentecostal churches received everything God said to them personally? How much different not only their lives would be, but the influence, their influence on the world, and then the world itself. When you live the life of God, you put people, you're living a life that they can't unnotice. They have to notice it. And they'll be attracted. Some people are attracted to the love of God, and they have opinions against God. But once they see the word in operation, they come. They come like counting the flies to a candle, because they see hope. And then with the wisdom of God, words are spoken, and the anointing breaks the yokes that keep them trapped in the world, and they come out. And some people have done so many things that's just wrong. They will appreciate God on a deep level. They will love the love of God. I've seen people that once loved God go bitter. And that's a tragedy. I've receive fresh words from the Lord, give them to people, and the response is different. It's varied. Everybody's not happy when you tell them something that God said. Some are jealous. They get jealous against you because they felt like they should have known what you know. I don't know. That's just the countenance that I read. Some it's like they walked into a room full of light and it bothers them. Some, it makes them think. Some want to talk more. The most humble people that just love God, they dialogue, they want to talk. They want to learn. Even if they're in sin somewhere, they still want to learn. They'll stand there and talk for hours. And some people, they end the conversation. When people end the conversation, they're disturbed some kind of way. They're not always in a hurry because they'll go start a new conversation. Or they'll talk about cars, football, anything like that. But when you mention something that God said that's fresh off the press, they respond unfavorably. Not all Christians, some. I'm talking about people that love God too. And it takes you by surprise. These are the kind of things I run into for years. And I'm at a point now. The Lord told me, he said, speak what I prompt you to say. Don't say just because you learned something. Don't say it unless I prompt you to. There are people that I love and I care about, and people that are faithfully responsible to God. I like to give them whatever God give me, because I know they'll use it to... See, the way it works is, my life carries me in places, and it causes, and I can learn things that people that don't go where I go may not learn. They can learn it too. God can do anything. I'm not limiting what God can't do in personal life, but if God shares something with me, that's a blessing to me. And I see faithfully responsible people that love God's people. I share with them so that it can, you know, it helps. That's why I love going to church. I love to hear what God is saying through others. And I like to be equipped. We don't need a teacher. We need the anointing. Now, I remember that scripture in 1 John. You don't need a man to teach you. You need the anointing will teach you. Now, when I first read that in my mind, I was focused on the anointing on my life. And that's how I took it. And that's how many people take it. But the anointing is not limited to me. There are other anointed people. And when anointed people speak, you can hear what they have to say, and it can give you a boost. The anointing is always a yoke breaker. And we all need yokes broken. Yokes is a word that we don't use in modern terms, because most people don't have ox and they don't try to tie them together. That means a lot to farmers and people out west. So instead of the word yoke, I'm going to use the word bond. I can use the word trap. I can use the word jail. I can use the word handcuffs. The anointing breaks handcuffs. That's something people can relate to. The anointing breaks shackles. That's something people can more so relate to. The anointing breaks what's tying you back to something worse. The anointing sets you free from things that hold you to the world, that hold you back from success, that hold you back from life itself. And the word is full of the anointing. And those who do the word learn, and they grow far beyond the limits and confines of this world. You're not confined to something. The anointing has a plan to break and set you free. The word of God will draw people or drive people. And some people need to be driven out of your life, because they won't drive out the darkness in theirs. Because they're going to always complain. They're going to tie you back. They're going to hold you down. They're going to say things that shouldn't be said. And their pattern of life is discouragement. And if you're trying to do something for God, you know, don't get mad when he drives people out of your life. But live according to 1 Peter. Love people like Jesus loved you, and many things will be solved. But what if people receive what God is saying? Shortcomings will become strengths. Areas where there were shortcomings, you will become stronger and powerful. Areas where you didn't measure up, you will learn to grow and live. Areas that you need help, you will get it. Because love believes all things of God. Love detects the words of God, is looking for the life of God, and it desires it. Love carries us forward because it works. Now, as we go forward doing what God said to do, hearing Him out, sometimes people run with them. They receive what God say, but they run with it too fast. We receive it, it becomes part of our permanent life. And that's what I'm talking about. What if we receive God's word the first time and it becomes part of our permanent life? That's where we're charged. That's where we go forward. That's where we do what we should do. And it makes a lasting change, a forever change. It's part of our permanent conduct, part of our permanent thinking. Sometimes people hear what God said, they agree with it, and then the world challenges it out of their heart to the point that it's like they never heard it before. And somebody have to make them remember what God said. They're so focused on the world and what they're doing and what they desire and how they think it should be that they miss the point that God made long ago. I'm going to tell you something about when you die. When you die, it's your spirit can remember every moment of your life. Everything God said. Everything. When people go to hell, they are spirit. And they remember every time somebody tried to tell them and they ignored it. They can it can rehearse forever in their mind, in their heart. But the brain can forget. In the world, you see so many other things, you don't focus on what was. And when you're out of the body, you feel good. There's no pain, you don't feel your body. You feel alert, you feel alive. I know. I've been out of my body before. So when you, if we hear the word of God, the world is trying to take it from you because love, the love in you, believes all things. So if you increase your love walk, you automatically start to believe all things. You become yielded to God. And you become faithful to God. First, you got to yield to God to become faithful to God. But when you become faithful to God, your life will ever increase in the knowledge, in the wisdom, in the power, in the might of God. You'll have His knowledge, His wisdom, His counsel, His instruction, and His fellowship, which is peace. Fellowship is peace. There is no peace to the wicked because there's no fellowship to the wicked. So if you have fellowship with God, you have access to His knowledge, His kindness, His life, His lifestyle, His motives. His motives will become your motives. His knowledge becomes your knowledge over time. His wisdom becomes your wisdom. You'll begin to expect it. When you don't know what to do at all, you'll have hope that you'll have hope and faith that you're going to learn this. And love will search for it. Love is on a quest to know God. And when you hear something, it's detectable. It's detectable. I love people who have attentive ears. And people who love God's voice. People who love His ways. I talk to my pastor. Sometimes I'll tell him things that the Lord told me. And or something somebody said that was of God. And when I say it, his attention focuses quickly like a warrior. I told him something Henry Groover said. He looked, it's like a soldier coming out of tension. He focused so quick because he loves the Word of God. It's detectable. So when there are people they're dull. He's not dull like that. Everyone, I love to tell him something the Lord tell me, because when the Lord taught me, he asked me the question. He taught me something about receiving God's word. Now, I didn't go to Rhema. I listened to Kenneth Hagin on the radio, but he went to Rhema. And he learned a lot about faith. So I was just meditating on the word receive, and I asked him the question. I always put believing first. I said, Pastor, what comes first, receiving or believing? And he did that look again. He thought about it. Now, this may have been the school. He studied faith in all kind of ways. And he came to the same conclusion I did. Well, receiving, I have to come first. So that's where our strength lies. That's Samson's hair. Receiving the word of God. If you receive it, you've got to believe it. If you receive it strong, you're going to believe it strong. Receiving is the first step. That's the good heart. That's the good and honest heart that receives the word of God. And it don't happen all. It don't always happen immediately, but it can. You receive it, you believe it, and then it becomes faith that the world can't handle. Even under pressure, you'll do well. Even under pressure, you'll live with skill. Under pressure, you will live with skill. And it'll get good to you. It'll get good to you. And when it gets good to you, you expect something else. When the Lord said, when I asked him the question, he taught me some things about business that I desperately needed. And it gave me so much hope. I knew that it would work. I received what he said. I said, wait a minute, Lord. I needed to know this a long time ago. How come you didn't tell me then? It could have helped me to save thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. Just a minor adjustment would have made the difference. And it could have saved me so much trouble and effort. And the Lord said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. So, that statement trumped the knowledge that I forgot what he told me about business. I put it into practice. I still use it. But I'll never forget what I just said. When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. He can't learn the ways of the Father. Now, he said it both ways, because he said it again later. And I said, what else am I missing out on? That was my first thought. What if I pay more attention to what God is saying, then I won't make so many mishaps. I can go forward better. So I decided, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I knew that God had my back. It's just like Jacob. He believed God. At Bethel, he believed God. He believed in God. I believed God, folks. I had already made him my Savior and Lord. But now I trusted him to the point that I made a vow. I said, Lord, I will do all that you say, whether I like it or not, love it or hate it. I'm going to obey you. And that's how I came to a point of following God. I started trusting him in a greater way, and in greater levels. And that's why I'm saying this, because I keep learning things that really bless me. And then, now, to you,
what is it that you're not learning? What if you receive everything God has to say to you? How wonderful and powerful your life will become. If you yield to Him, if you lean to His ways, if you're receptive to His words, the love of God in you will do it. And it will make lasting change, permanent change, permanent and lasting change. It'll begin things, it'll set you up so God can cause you to do more and more and bless you greater and greater. Oh, this is good. All these words taste good to me. I just want to keep going, but I have to stop here because I'm out of time. Well, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll charge you all the way as long as you want Him to. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord, and I love Him.